Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A community and the city mourn. Funeral services this morning for the victims of last Sunday's horrific Bronx apartment building fire. Mayor Adams is set to attend the prayer service. He says the city needs to work to prevent future tragedies.
All of us must be empowered not to prevent, not to have an incident like this occur again. That includes city agencies, landlords. Everyone must play a role in this. This was a horrific experience, and I don't want this to happen again. Just as we learned from Happy Land fires, we're going to learn from this incident.
Also in attendance at today's Muslim service will be Rabbi Joseph Pataznik. He says this is a moment of unity.
We are all God's children. We're all members of one human family. We must be there for one another, especially during such a painful period. So I will be at the funeral with many leaders of all different faiths to say we are many and we are one simultaneously.
Organizers say they are holding a public service in part to bring attention to the needs of the Bronx community. Today marks 1 week since a malfunctioning space heater sparked the fire that sent lethal smoke through the building, killing 17 people, eight of them children. 1010 Winds' Eileen LaPalmer will be at the scene. Stay with 1010 Winds throughout the morning. Mourning and calls for justice from the family of a young woman killed in a robbery at an East Harlem Burger King. The mother of 19-year-old Crystal Beira Nieves, Christine Nieves, came to the makeshift memorial at the crime scene yesterday, clutching a teddy bear and surrounded by family. A translator spoke for her.
She said thank you to everyone. And everybody that be there for me in this moment. She just wants justice for her, for Crystal.
30-year-old Winston Glynn, who once worked at that same store, was arrested Friday on first-degree murder and robbery charges. Police say he shot and killed her even though she handed over $100. JetBlue has offered to fly the family to Puerto Rico for free so they can hold the funeral services there. Murder charges for a homeless man identified as Simon Marshall in a horrific incident in Times Square.
The suspect is a 61-year-old man with a history of emotional problems. He allegedly pushed a 40-year-old Asian woman onto the tracks into the path of a southbound R train, killing her instantly. But Assistant Chief Jason Wilcox says moments before, he had almost done the same thing to someone else.
He approaches her, he gets in her space, she gets very raised up, very alarmed. She tries to move away from him, and he gets close to her, and she feels that he was about to physically push her onto the train.
As she got away, Wilcox said she saw the man push the Asian woman. The suspect turned himself into the police downtown. Meanwhile, Mayor Eric Adams said help for the mentally ill will be increased, but he can't do it alone.
We're calling on all of our partners, from lawmakers to law enforcement, to DAs, to judges, to ensure those who need mental health assistance receive that.
Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at the Times Square station.
The victim's been identified as 40-year-old Michelle Goh of Manhattan. It's not over yet, but the signs are good. Governor Hochul says the state is in no way out of the danger zone with COVID, but the number of cases, deaths, and hospitalizations is no longer skyrocketing. She says turning the corner on Omicron.
Our highest point was how long ago? 1 week ago. Highest to lowest in a week thus far, and that lowest is going to continue to go down.
The number of new cases on Friday was almost 48,000, down from 49,000 the previous day. Hochul urged everybody to keep getting vaxxed and boosted and wear high-quality masks. Well, they got him. Police say the robbery suspect who escaped from custody in Brooklyn Wednesday is back under arrest. 21-year-old Akeem Williams taken in for a robbery, taken to Brookdale Hospital after complaining of chest pains and somehow managed to get his cuffed hands from the back to the front and slip out of the ER. He now faces more charges, escaping custody and reckless endangerment. Well, sure, he's the sexiest man alive, but apparently he's also a favorite NYPD target. As in a paper target at the rifle range. Observers tell the Post that the paper target has an unmistakable resemblance to Paul Rudd, People magazine's reigning sexiest man. At the NYPD, though, the target is known simply as Red Plaid Man, and there's no intentional similarity. The target maker says Red Plaid Man and his brother Green Plaid Man are simply popular sellers for rifle practice. It is not Rudd, though. Apparently the thing was made some 30 years ago. There's no comment from Rudd on the story so far.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.